McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Let us ask the Lord's blessings on this show today. Praying, dear Heavenly Father, let everything pertaining to this show today be pleasing and acceptable to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture reading is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, from the New International Version of the Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. The word of the Lord. In the Old Testament, in accordance to God's law, the priest would kill an animal and place it on an altar as a sacrifice to God. And even in the days of the Old Testament, God made it perfectly clear that obedience from the heart was much more important. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, we can read the following. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." Thus, my message today is entitled A Living Sacrifice. Now, Psalms 40, verse 6, we can read the following. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. David wrote this psalm, and he realized that burnt offerings and sin offerings were meaningless if not done for the right reasons. Now, for example, going to church today in New Testament times, if we go to church and we take communion or we're paying our tithes and offerings, this can become an empty ritual if we're not doing it, doing these things for the right reasons. And if we're not doing these things with the right attitude. You see, God is not impressed with our rituals, and nor is he impressed with our pious attitude and lack of devotion to him. God wants us to offer ourselves to him as living sacrifices, not offer him animals. He wants us to follow him daily. Now, in Paul's day, Paul warned Christians about taking on the ways of the world, the ways of evil and corruption. And, of course, this stands true that Paul is warning us today in New Testament times as well. In order to help us to withstand or not participate in evil and corruption, we must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And to do this, because we're mere humans, we can't do it on our own. We don't have that kind of strength, really. So we must call on the Holy Spirit for help. The Holy Spirit is able to renew us, re-educate us, and the Holy Spirit is able to redirect our thinking and allow our minds to undergo a transformation that will surpass all understanding, surpass all human comprehension. Remember that God only has good, pleasing, and perfect plans for all of his children. That's why he gave his son to make our new life possible. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, you are good, pleasing, and perfect. We have never been perfect. Rarely have we been good in your sight. Seldom we have done things that are pleasing in the eyes of others. Forgive us for not being more productive in areas where we could have been. Thank you for your unconditional love, your agape love, and your everlasting love. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who is our Savior. Now, O Lord, we ask for a renewing and a transformation of the mind by the Holy Spirit for all desiring such a change for newness of life. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled His Good and Pleasing Perfect Will by Jason Silver.
Hello, dear patrons. Today I have picked another scripture. Today I thought I would do Romans 12, 1-2. And the reason I wanted to do this one is that this is the scripture that our pastor is going to be using this Sunday. So I thought, well, let's put that to music. And so I've actually, it's not one of those that I'm just improvising on the spot. I kind of thought this one through a little bit. So one of the things that I've done too recently that I thought I would just mention is I've been tweaking my Patreon page a little bit and trying to give more away for free. I just kind of feel like, you know, a lot of people maybe are not able to afford to buy the music and so on, or to support me. But what I am doing, God has blessed me with the gifts that I have, and so, you know, I just thought, you know what, I'm going to take that step of faith and offer my music for free on Patreon. So here we have it. This is Romans 12, 1 to 2. And I actually have played around with adding in verse 3 too. So I don't know whether that it works or not. But anyway, here goes. So that's Romans 12, 1 to 2 from the NIV. And I hope that that was helpful and useful. And you'll continue to praise him and bring him glory in everything you do. Bye-bye.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us